Ukrainian member of the European Court of Human Rights will this afternoon renew calls for a special tribunal to be set up to investigate war crimes in Ukraine and for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be put on trial. Dr. Mykola Galovsky will today tell guests at the University of Galway's Irish Centre for Human Rights annual lecture that a special tribunal is needed to ensure accountability for crimes in Ukraine. Dr. Galovsky was among a number of global figures, including former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who called for a special tribunal back in March, a call which has since received support from the Council of Europe and the European Parliament. When I spoke to the judge a short time ago, I began by asking him why he believes existing legal avenues are not enough to investigate alleged war crimes in Ukraine.
It is important here to distinguish the crime of aggression from war crimes, because war crimes are under the jurisdiction of both Ukrainian courts, but also the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Whereas the crime of aggression, the mother of crime, so to say, the criminal decision to wage an aggressive war of territorial conquest against Ukraine is a crime of aggression which is not, unfortunately, under the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. That's why the international architecture of these judicial institutions has this gap which has to be filled. And this tribunal is meant to fill this gap.
And those who would be indicted in that sort of prosecution would be presumably those at the very top in the Kremlin.
Well, the modern definition of the crime of aggression, as we find it in Article 8bis of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, the article that was added in 2010 after the Kampala conference, this definition aims actually at the people at the very top of the state. So this concerns only the persons who took the actual decision and who shaped the actual policy to commit an act of aggression in manifest violation of the United Nations Charter.
So that would mean, in effect, putting Vladimir Putin and those around him in the dock. Is that ever likely to happen?
Well, this has to happen. At least the people who are responsible for this crime, they have to be held to account, because our world has not seen a similar war since the end of the Second World War. Now, as how realistic it is. Well, in 1942, when the St. James Declaration was signed, calling for the prosecution of Nazis over the crimes they were committing during the Second World War, no one actually knew when exactly the tribunal will be taking place. Well, it took 3 years, though, and the Nuremberg Tribunal materialized. So there is something that has to be done at this stage, and there is no time to lose.
What about, and we've heard again concerns in recent days around the possible use by the Russians of tactical nuclear weapons in the conflict, with these suggestions from Moscow of a false flag operation by the Ukrainians. Would, by definition, the use of a nuclear weapon in Ukraine be a war crime?
Well, by definition, any use of indiscriminate weapons is a war crime, of course. And it is hardly possible to imagine a situation where the use of nuclear weapons or indeed other weapons of mass destruction would not be a war crime. So in all likelihood, it will be, of course, a war crime. But it is very important to remember that every single killing which is happening in Ukraine following the aggression from the Russian Federation is unlawful, is criminal in itself, because it is a continuation of the crime of aggression.
So there's no defense, you're saying, then, for Russian soldiers pleading that they were acting under orders in this conflict?
Well, this depends on the level of responsibility. And of course, when we speak about war crimes, Russian soldiers who, let's presume, will have complied with the requirements of international humanitarian law, or at least have not committed a grave breach of international humanitarian law, other serious violation, they would not be prosecuted for war crime. And again, the crime of aggression is, the responsibility there is essentially limited to those who gave the orders.
There have, Judge Godofsky, been some allegations against Ukrainian forces that they have engaged in war crimes, suggestions for perhaps the prisoners have been ill-treated, maybe in some cases executed. Should and how would those kind of allegations be dealt with?
These allegations have to be investigated in a most thorough and effective manner. In fact, Ukraine unlike nowadays, unfortunately, the Russian Federation, Ukraine is a party to the European Convention on Human Rights. And any information that gives rise to allegations of killings, of torture, of other forms of ill treatment must be effectively investigated in accordance with the criteria developed by the European Court of Human Rights. That's why any such information must be given the very, very tight scrutiny.
And just a final question, if I might. There have been a number of cases over the last year or so in which Russian prisoners of war have been put on trial in civilian courts in Ukraine for alleged war crimes. Now, that's allowed for, as I understand it, under international law. But is it, do you think, good practice?
Well, a state such as Ukraine, which has a territorial jurisdiction over the crimes committed, and of course, war crimes would be one of the most serious crimes, it is not only in a position to do this, but it is under a strict obligation to discharge its duties, to discharge justice there. So, of course, Ukraine must handle such trials, and the international law functions the way that is the primary responsibility of the territorial state. And only when the territorial state is not capable of doing this, then, or refuses to do that, then it's the International Criminal Court which should take up the case. So Ukraine must do this. But in doing so, Ukraine must fully comply with the requirements for fair trials, as they are set out in the Ukrainian Constitution, but of course also in the European Convention on Human Rights and other international obligations of Ukraine.